Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, this is Jason A. Coombs, the co-host of Survival Jobs, a podcast on Broadway Podcast Network. And we're here live on the red carpet of the inaugural gala of the Black Theater Coalition. And we're going to talk to some stars. Come on in and join me. My name is Jason. I have a podcast called Survival Jobs on Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay.
Would you mind just introducing yourself for those who can't see your handsome face because they're just listeners?
Yes. I'm B.B. Winans, and I'm glad to be here with you.
Yes. Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month to you as well.
Thank you. Do you have a special tradition or something that brings you joy during this month, especially when the world is so crazy, more crazy than usual?
It's I don't know if crazy is the word for.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you know, I love people. And so this month gives me the chance to sit still and think of some of those people, not only that I love, but find out about more people who I don't know,
yeah.
You know, that has opened doors. You know, it's, a lot of times there's people behind the scenes mm-hmm. and people in front.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding out about some people behind the scenes is always. But, you know, I just sang yesterday for the King family, for Dexter King's celebration of life.
Yes.
And it was beautiful. But there I sat and just, you know, I was appreciative not only to honor their son, but to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, you know? And I don't know what this world would be without someone like that, you know? So that's my thought for the day.
That's so beautiful. That's so wonderful. So I have a confession.
Yes.
I'm a huge Whitney fan. So I've grown up, but thanks to her, I grew up listening to you guys as well, you and your sister. I know, and it was the anniversary of her passing yesterday.
Yes.
Do you have a song of hers that always brings you joy?
Well, you know, anything she sung brought me joy. But the first song I heard was Saving All My Love for You.
Oh, yeah.
I was in a taxi cab, and after the song went off, they didn't announce who it was. And I went crazy trying to figure out, who is this girl?
Yeah.
I mean, she sung me into a frenzy.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I found out it was Whitney Houston, right? And so that song is always one of those songs that I sit back and I smile whenever I hear it. But I miss her.
I miss her. I never met her, and I miss her.
She was so much more than just the voice that people heard.
Yeah.
So I'm honored that I spent so much time with her, and I'll see her again.
Yes, yes. Can I ask you one final question?
Yes.
Our podcast is about survival jobs. Did you have a job that you worked before you became an iconic singer-songwriter?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us.
Jingles.
All we ask is that you let us serve it your way, have it your way. Have it your way, have it your way at Burger King. I used to work at Burger King.
Oh, my God. That's iconic. Yeah.
And I remember saying, I can't do this no more. And I called my mother, and I said, Ma, God didn't call me to Burger King. She said, baby, do you want to quit? I said, yes, ma'am. Gave my 2 weeks notice.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Wow. Look at you now.
Yes. You have to do, you know what? It's important to My father said this, and I'll leave you with this.
Yeah.
He said, before you guys are international, you got to be national. Before you're national, you got to be regional. Before you're regional, you got to be local.
Yes.
So don't miss those steps. Mm-hmm. They are so important to making you who you are.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History
Month. Continue shining. And
thank you, sir.
Yeah, so good to meet you.
A pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You look beautiful.
Right.
You look beautiful as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, so my name is Jason.
Hi,
and I have
Jason.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again.
Yes.
We saw each other the
Days of Roses.
Days of Roses.
Yeah, I was a little starstruck back then.
Excuse me?
Oh, no, you're good.
Yes.
You're good. So, Black History Month. Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
Do you have any traditions or kind of rituals you do this month, especially when the world is especially crazy right now?
I don't know if I would say traditions, but I do tend to highlight the historical members of our culture that have done dynamic things.
Yeah.
So right now what I'm doing is I'm doing a series of posts on Black women in tech.
Oh, I love in tech, yes.
In tech that have gone on, like the GPS was created by a Black
yes,
woman.
I heard, yeah.
And so there are a lot of scientific contributions that our culture has made that I would like to shine a little light on.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So night's about change and inclusivity, diversity. Is there something that we all can do as people working in different levels of the Broadway theater community to make sure that Black people are being seen in front of and behind the camera?
You just say, is there something that
what
else
can we do? Yeah, what else can we do? Yeah.
Acknowledge the work of each individual, not their race, but their skill.
Yes.
And I think that's what we have to that's what we've been contending with for so long, is the amount of melanin in our skin has kept us in different categories. But as you see, even with all of the obstacles that our culture has suffered through the centuries, we still have the strength and survival energy of our ancestors to keep pushing forward. So that's
here.
What we're doing.
I love that.
Yes.
So, Baby LaShawn's, was there someone that you or a show you saw or someone you looked up to that was like, hey, I see that person, I can do that one day?
It was Lola Falana.
Really?
Yep, Lola Falana.
Oh my God.
You wouldn't even know who that is.
The name sounds familiar.
So, Lola Falana is a very famous triple threat. She was the first Black woman to have her own variety show.
Amazing.
And she didn't get a lot of attention post her the time of her career, but to me, as a little Black girl watching her, watching the Lola Falana special, because that's how she would say it. This is the Lola Falana special.
I love that.
And I've been such a fan because she let me know that I could also be seen and valued in my own beautiful way.
And look at you now. That's amazing. Love that.
So,
last question. You saw the Super Bowl yesterday? What did you think about Usher?
I did see the Super Bowl yesterday. I thought it was good. I was really blown away with Alicia Keys. She looked amazing. But he didn't play my jams.
I wanted him to
go in a little bit more, and he didn't. Yeah. Well, I can't tell the world what mine is.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's one that people are like,
Bad girl?
Kiss it.
Oh.
That's my jam.
That's your jam? I love that.
That's my Usher jam.
I guess you got to go to his concert. He's going around the world, right?
Yes, I'll have to go.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank
have a wonderful
you.
Evening.
Nice
Happy Black History
you.
Month.
Happy Black History
Thank you. Yeah, take care. You too. Thank you.
Hi,
how
Jason,
are you?
Shoshana.
Nice to see you again. I haven't seen you since Broadway Con.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we are.
Yes. So my name is Jason. I have a podcast called Survival Jobs, a podcast.
Amazing.
A lot of our audience can't see your beautiful face. Could you introduce yourself to them? No, come on.
I'm Shoshana Bean.
Yes, we're so honored to talk to you tonight.
Thank
so
you,
what are you most excited about tonight, being here on the Black Coalition first inaugural gala?
Well, first, yes. I'm thrilled to be a part of. But, you know, this is our community, our theater community, and anytime we get together is an exciting time for me to see old friends and make new friends.
Yeah.
Obviously, the purpose of the evening is really special and intentional, and the people they're honoring.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled to be here.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. So what can we do as a collective, as all of us in the community, right, to make sure we're making sure we have room and space for people of color, Black people specifically, in front of and behind the camera?
Oh, there's a million ways, but I think it starts with just keeping that intention in mind and being mindful of it and intentional about it. I think there's a million ways to create space. I think it has, one of the things we're doing at Hell's Kitchen, I know that Alicia was really adamant about, was creating the fellowship program. So it starts from giving people opportunity to even be in the space, to learn and participate from people who've been doing this for a really long time. So, I mean, I think it's just about doing what I think our community does really well, which is just like opening our arms and realizing like there isn't a lack of space, there is an abundance of space, and just being mindful about and intentional about creating it. I'm saying the same thing over and over.
No, I love that. Thank you. It needs to be repeated.
Okay.
Yes. One more question.
Yeah.
Since our podcast is called Survival Jobs, before you became a Broadway superstar.
Exactly.
A memorable one you want to share with
us? Yes. So right when I moved here, the first job I had while I was doing Godspell off-Broadway, in the daytime, I was working at Equinox.
Really?
Yep, at the desk. And then I also was being a hostess at this really fancy Jean Georges restaurant. I had multiple gigs. And then I was like a sort of like an office assistant at Columbia.
Oh, wow.
I did a lot of things.
Sound like me.
We had to make it happen.
Exactly.
We needed it to be like the right hours so we could still be out there auditioning.
Exactly.
Man. Yeah.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Please.
So I love your Oh Bless the Lord My Soul. I did gospel when I was like a little. Yeah. I was Judas.
Naturally.
Yeah.
A little guy.
Yes, my first car was named after you because I'd play that all the time.
You named your car.
So, Shauna, I did. Yeah, I had to tell you that.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Yeah, thank you for being you.
Car names are intentional, so I.
Exactly, and I blasted that song every day, so it had to be named after you.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. Nice to see you.
You too. Have fun, okay? Of course. Thank you.
Yay. Oh my God. Let's introduce each other. This is Reggie Van Lee, philanthropist, socialite, and all-around arts, culture, good guy.
Yes.
And that's the beautiful Irene Gandy, publicist for the Stars.
Yes. Happy Black History Month, y'all. It's great to celebrate. Do you have any rituals that you guys like to do to celebrate Black history? Or any?
And glad I'm Black and glad I have people that we can have the legends and the legacy that we keep alive. We still have it from family, like he's very family oriented and I am thing, but our arts and culture family, we keep it together, not just for Blacks, but for all of us.
Everybody, yeah.
Because we have allies, you know.
Exactly.
And also he puts his money where his mouth is.
Yeah.
He just brought me this Louis Vuitton ring.
Oh, snap. Okay. How about you, sir?
Well, I just embrace my people.
Yeah.
I'm proud of being Black. I celebrate it and I get others to join me.
Year round.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great time tonight. Kill it. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look amazing.
Thank you.
My name is Malina Belafonte.
David Belafonte.
Yeah, so thank you for being here. What are you guys most excited about tonight? This big celebration celebrating Black arts and Black theater.
For me, it's not only celebrating the arts, but it's pushing the agenda and the work, which to level this playing field out there. And get rid of the color barriers and the insidious idiocracy of all of that so we can celebrate just the art and don't have to struggle to find a place within it, but just join the throngs that should be just unconditional for all.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see you give away this award, and I'm also very excited about Jennifer Holliday and then seeing her. We just saw her rehearse, and it was phenomenal. I just love her, so I'm very excited.
Do you guys, is there a way, I know it's probably a general question, but is there something that we all can do as a theater community to make sure we're being more inclusive, more diverse for people of color, Black people specifically, in front of and behind the camera?
If I may, everybody has something to contribute in their own way.
Yeah.
And don't deny yourself, listeners, the permission to accept how powerful you can be. And then as a collective, pressure makes diamonds, man. So everybody needs to just find something to just jump on and be a part of. And we're all in this together.
I think everyone just needs to look a little wider. I think it, you know, becomes a little bit too elitist sometimes and a little bit too narrow. And I think that, you know, there are people that might not dare to, you know, to try out, but they have so much talent. You know, I think that people just need to be a little more accepting and, you know, check out things as opposed to just, you know, see who's in front of them.
I love that. And
good brothers like you.
Oh, thank you.
Keep spreading the word.
Thank you. Your listeners, and everybody just has to keep the faith and keep fighting forward.
Thank you so much. It's just an honor to talk to you guys. Have a wonderful time this evening. And
thank you for taking yeah.
Me. No, it's okay. You look amazing, by the way. Yeah. Have a good time.
So my name is Jonathan McCory, Executive Artistic Director of the National Black Theater.
And I'm Shade Lithcott. I'm the CEO of the National Black Theater.
Love that. So I'm going to kick off with this question. It's Black History Month, right? The world is kind of crazy. Is there something that always brings you joy during these insane kind of high energy times?
I mean, what I would just uplift is this presence of gathering. This idea, I've been really sitting with the word of gathering and the power of gathering, and what does it mean to be intentional about what does it mean to have fellowship? And I think that an event like this actually is an antidote to a lot of the craziness. It allows you to take a moment to put on some good wares, yeah. Take a moment to figure out what it means to be in fellowship, and also to extend this kind of compassionate grace to everyone that, and for you to be bestowed by that grace as we're being acknowledged and awarded for the work that we do. So there's multiple different ways in which a moment like this, a ceremony like this, lives inside of an antidote to meet the world in which we are now occupying in.
Yes.
I mean, for me, when I think of Black History Month, I really think about how Black people and Black culture have always shaped the unimagined future for all of us. So this Black History Month, I'm really celebrating like events like this mark the future of our stories, mark the futures of what we can do. You know, we honor the artists and the institutions that are pinning what will be our freedom note forevermore. And so as we acknowledge our history, as we acknowledge the legacy of National Black Theater, we're hyper aware that this Black history is about ensuring and preserving that Black people and Black culture and Black stories exist in the future forevermore. So I feel really inspired by that in this moment.
I love that so much. You better preach. Are you a pastor on this side?
Yes, she is.
Well, thank you so much for being here tonight. Have a great time, and Black History Month, continue
thank
killing
you.
It.
Thank you, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Norma Jean Darden, and I own Spoon Bread Restaurant, and I'm one of Reggie, a genius's close friends. How happy to be here and supporting him and his cause.
Amazing. So happy Black History Month to start off with. Thank you. Do you have any rituals that you like to do for Black History Month, especially when the world is a little bit crazy right now?
Well, I like for people to look at my book, Spoon Bread and Strawberry Wine, that I wrote with my sister.
Congratulations,
yes. And we go back into history to our grandfather who was a slave and review some of the things Black people did at the turn of the century.
Amazing.
Thanks for the plug.
Yes, have a great day. Have a good fun time tonight. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warren Adams. I'm one of the co-founders of the Black Theater Coalition.
Yeah, so happy Black History Month. So do you have any rituals or like a special things you like to do to bring you joy, especially during Black History Month, especially at this time when the world is a little more crazy than usual?
I think for me it's really about a time of reflection.
Yes.
Every day I read a particular passage or a story, yeah. A reminder, because I think it's a celebration, it's a celebratory month, but I also think yes. It's a reminder of the work that still has to be done.
Very true. So the big word is inclusivity and diversity, right? Making that change. It's not something that we all can do as a collective here in the Broadway community to make that more possible.
Hey,
come join us, yeah. We're just talking about diversity and inclusion, so.
Thank you for including me.
Yes, of course.
I think so. I'm being inclusive now, see?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think the big thing is I always say when you go into a room, and look around the room and ask yourself, have you done the best job possible of making sure that everybody had an opportunity to be in the room? Not saying put everybody in the room, did everyone get the opportunity to audition or to apply to be in the room?
Yes.
I think that's really the foundation of ETC.
Yes, I love that. you mind introducing yourself to us? Because we're a podcast, so not everyone can see your handsome face.
Hey, podcast. T. Oliver Reed, one of the co-founders of Black Theater Coalition.
Yeah, so yeah. Black History Month, happy Black History Month.
Thank you, same to you.
Do you have a special ritual you like to do for Black History Month, especially this time in the world is a little bit more crazy than usual?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is actually taking the moment when one of my foremothers come across my mind to not let it be like every other month was like, you just keep going,
yeah.
But to really pause and think of what has been done to get us to where we are right now.
Yeah, for sure. So you are one of the co-founders.
Yes. Yeah.
So is there like a show or is there a person that you can remember from your youth that really inspired you to become a theater artist?
Honestly, I grew up at a point where, like, you know, with Turner classic movies, like, every Saturday, like, musicals are on. So all of those influenced me. And yeah. I did it with, honestly, I think a lot of time without even thinking. And it wasn't until later that I started always putting the puzzle pieces together. Like, things I learned at this point, I needed now. Yes, or things I learned on this show, I learned because I need them now. And you have those moments of, like, why do I have this information in my head? And it's now, it's like all of the things I've learned over years are now all coming into play and being a part of the decision making and helping me steer myself in the direction that I should be going.
I love that. Can I ask you one question? So my podcast is called Survival Jobs, a podcast. Do you have a survival job you had in your past that was very memorable before you became a big producer, creator?
Oh! I'm curious. When I was still in high school, I had a job at a place called the Peanut Shack, and they literally had like every like roasted nut, blah blah blah, you could want, and it was like that, and that was when I developed my love for fountain Pepsi.
Oh yeah,
changed my life.
The fountain's always the best, right?
There's nothing like a fountain soda.
It's facts.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Have a fun time tonight, and thank you for all that you do, sir.
Thank you.
So I have a podcast called Survival Jobs, a podcast on Broadway Podcast Network. Would you mind introducing yourselves? Because most of our audience can't see your beautiful faces.
Totally. My name's Laura Benanti. I'm Alexa Smith. I'm at the Public Theater.
Amazing, amazing. Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
Yes, thank you. Do you all have like a special ritual or a special just tradition that you do that when things are so crazy in the world, especially now, that keeps you grounded and sane?
I meditate. I do really try to do that. And also I've been noticing a lot of eating of nachos.
Ooh. Comfort food.
I hear that. I also feel like doing simple things with the kids.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, all right, let's sit down and do a puzzle. And I'm going to do it and not be angry that I have to do a puzzle right now.
Yes.
But just a simple little small thing like that.
I feel so accomplished after doing a puzzle too, right?
Yeah. Especially the Elsa Anna ones, you know, where all the hair go, you know,
That's hard. My kid can't do, neither one of us can sit through a puzzle. We're like, we'll draw for 20 seconds.
That's so funny.
And then we're done.
Yeah, right? So you guys are both working professional artists. Before you became successful and working creative artists, is there a survival job you had in your past that was very memorable?
My last job before acting on Broadway was I shoveled manure into bags at a farmer's market called Terulian Daughters. So I literally shoveled shit. And now I'm in show business, so it's a different type of shoveling of shit. That one was like overtly stinkier. This one is more, you know, metaphorical.
Yeah.
But yeah. I worked at City Bakery, RIP, in Flatiron, and they had the best hot chocolate, and they would give us whatever was stale at the end of the day, so I'd have dinner of just like three cookies and like a weird ham sandwich, but I was like, it was free,
yeah. You made it work.
You do what you need to.
My last question, I know y'all got to get in there. The theme for tonight is building the change. What can we all do as people in this community to bring more change for people of color, especially black people?
I feel like I don't get to answer that first because I'm a white lady. Well,
I feel like I take a step back.
Definitely be friends with the cool white ladies.
Yeah.
But I think actually have more discussion that the discussion helps us land more softly through difference and not this like slamming into each other, but real empathy, real grace, really allowing each other to land softly so we can move forward together.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you both so much. Have fun tonight.
Hello, everybody. I'm Cody Renard Richard. Hi.
Yeah. Happy Black History Month.
Amen. Happy Black History Month.
Thank you. Is there a certain tradition or ritual you have for Black History Month, especially when times are the most crazy they've probably been?
Actually, yes. I go on a YouTube binge of all of my favorite
divas?
Broadway divas and icons. Last night, it was LaShawn's. Oh. The other day, it was obviously Audra. So I pick every, you know, a new person.
A new person every day.
Yeah.
I love that.
Tonight might be Heather Headley. You know, I got to keep looking at my queens.
Yes. Yeah. It's perfect. That's perfect. I love that. Okay, so we're talking about diversity and inclusion, right? What can we all do as a theater community to make sure we're making space for people of color, especially Black people, in front of and behind the camera?
I think we just have to be intentional about it. I think we talk about it and we notice that there's a lack, but we're not always intentional about filling that lack. Yeah. So I think that the more that we actually practice what we see and think, it would be, you know,
yeah,
a step closer.
I love that.
Yeah.
Last question.
Okay.
We're Survival Jobs, a podcast.
Yes.
Did you have a certain survival job before you became, you know, stage manager extraordinaire, producer extraordinaire that you can share with us?
I mean, when I first started out, I worked at Denny's.
Really?
Yeah, and I loved it.
Really?
Those little old ladies, they were my friends. I got good tips with them. I loved it.
I love that. Thank you so much for chatting with me. Have fun tonight.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You too. Thank you.
My name is Anthony Wayne.
Awesome. Yes. Thanks for being here tonight. Happy Black History Month.
Yeah, thank you. Kuja Chagalia.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah, speaking of that, do you have any special rituals or traditions you do around this time of the year, especially when the world is so insane right now, more than usual?
Breathing.
Yes.
I think a lot of times we move and we run all the time and we're on a time schedule and we realize that the time is the one thing you can never get back.
Oh my God.
I think the more that you sit and understand the depth of your breath and then you can be able to go into the world and paint your color in the canvas of life.
I love
that. So that it become a masterpiece. Yeah. Oh,
chills. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Right? Preaching.
Yeah. All right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the night's all about change, right? And diversity and inclusion. What can we all do as people in this community, this Broadway theater community, to be more impactful?
Oh, we can think about what we need to do individually to uplift and to support each other. Right now, I have a nonprofit called Black Broadway Men that celebrates, educates, and motivates Black men of the Broadway theater community. Because a lot of us who are in theater don't know each other because we either see each other through competition or out of the club or something crazy like that. So we don't ever get to have that community. So I think the more that we connect with each other and the more we open up our hearts and our minds to understanding the greatness of ourselves individually so that we can collectively do great things, I think that's the key.
Love that. One last question. Before you became a theater professional, do you have a survival job you had in your past that was very memorable to you?
Yes. I was working at Dairy Queen.
Oh, snap.
Yes, because I'm from Norfolk, Virginia. That's me. But I was in Northern Virginia. I was at Shenandoah University. And so I was working at Dairy Queen. I was, you know, making those blizzards and making the curl. Okay, because we had the power.
Yeah.
But so that was actually humbling and enjoyable because I could see real life outside of make-believe life that we do every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we put on clothes of people every day to be different people. So I think the more that we take the clothes off and just enjoy who we are and understand the strength of ourselves, I think that's the greatness of what could be in our lives, you know?
Preach. I love that. Have a fun time tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for all you. Can you give a hug?
Can
yeah. Thank you. Thanks for all that you do to make change and to make change in this community because we need it. So thank you.
It's collective. It's Black Theater Coalition. It's Black Broadway Men. It's Black Theater United. It's all of us trying to make it happen, you know?
Yes. So, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Thank you.
Of course. Have a good night, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dominique Mariso, a playwright.
Yes. Okay, so my first question for you is Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
Do you have a certain ritual or a celebration you do during this time of Black History Month, especially when the world is so insane right now?
You know, no, I focus on my son. He's three. Yeah. So I do a lot of making sure that he is kind of armored and centered like I was when I was a kid. This month, I grew up doing lots of my school was really influential in life. We went hard during Black History Month. We had battles on Black History Month. They're school-wide. And so I just make sure that my son knows and is armored in his history all year long and gets a little extra funk on it this month.
Yeah, a little bit, right? A little extra. I love that.
That's right.
So you are a playwright.
I am.
Was there a certain performance or a play that you read when you were younger that was like, hey, this is a spark. I want to do this when I get older.
I saw Stephanie Mills and The Wiz.
Wow.
And I was blown away. And somewhere in there, I knew that was the place. I also saw Dreamgirls growing up. And those are influential musicals to me to this day. And they inspire the musical that I've written.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
So we're talking about making change, diversity, inclusion. What can we all do to make that change for people of color, especially black people in this entertainment industry, in front of and behind the camera?
We can show up for each other. That's number one.
Jay-Z said that, right?
We can show up for each other always, all the time, whether we like it or we don't. We can show grace to each other, whether we share each other's aesthetics or we don't. And we can make sure that we don't close the door on each other. So we can make some space for each other and keep making space for each other. That's something I think we do.
Love that. Yeah. Last question before you go in. Our podcast is called Survival Jobs, a podcast. Did you have a survival job growing up before you became a published playwright?
Absolutely. I mean, teaching is always my survival job. Yeah. That's still my survival job. Yeah, yeah, I plan to land on that when things get rocky. Yeah. And also, I've done 101 things, you know, children's theater and all that stuff. But I the most survival job I have is being sort of like a, it's not a waitress, but it's like a the serving staff at a retirement home.
Oh,
that
wow.
was as survival as it got for me. And I was never good at that. Yeah. And that's thank God that I'm here.
Thank God you're here. Thank you for being you. Thanks for celebrating tonight and continue killing it. Happy Black History Month.
Thank you.
How are you? I'm Jason.
I'm Jonathan Burke.
Nice to meet you. Nice, you look amazing in your all white.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, Black History Month. Happy Black History Month.
Thank you. Happy Black History Month.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you have a ritual or tradition you like to do this month, especially when the world is a little bit crazy right now, that like grounds you or brings you joy?
I just love to celebrate my black people any
day. Yes, exactly.
So, whether it's this month, next month, last month.
Every month.
Correct.
365, 366 this year.
Right. Exactly.
I love that.
We get an extra day this year and this
extra,
month.
Exactly.
So, hey, we got to celebrate that.
Every 4 years. So we're talking about change. We're talking about diversity, inclusion. Is there something that all of us can do, no matter what our role is in the Broadway theater community, to make sure black people specifically are being seen in front of and behind the camera?
That is so important, especially behind the camera. We got to make sure that the people that are gatekeeping and green lighting projects are people of color that value our stories and can really make sure that these stories get shown on a great, great scale. So if we make sure that those people are hired, trained as young people, train the young ones to, you know, be skilled so that they are on the level necessary to make it in this industry, then I think that'll set the framework for what we need going forward.
I love that. So when you were younger, was there a performer or a show that you saw that was like, hey, I wanna do this theater entertainment thing?
Oh my gosh. Well, of course there were so many. I mean, of course Audra, Queen,
Audra McDonald,
Brian Stokes Mitchell, those two.
Ragtime.
I mean,
I heard someone sing Your Daddy's Son in high school and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, and Once on This Island, LaShawn's. Milton Craig Neely, so many folks that are just phenomenal, that are now like friends of mine. It's incredible to now be in spaces with these people who I looked up to.
Yeah.
Those people set the framework for what I'm doing today. Ain't Misbehaving, Ken Page, all the Andre DeShields.
Yes.
Those people.
The Giants.
Trailblazers. Yeah.
Yeah, you're up there too. You're getting up there too.
Yeah, I am. Thank you. I'm on my way. Yeah.
So before you got here, was there a survival job you've had in your past that was very memorable for you?
No, I've never had a survival job.
Lucky!
Sorry.
I love that. Thank you. Don't be sorry.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have to have a survival job right now.
Yeah, I've been very grateful to always work in this industry since I started working. And
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, continue killing it. Congratulations on everything you're doing. And have fun tonight.
Thank you. I will.
Of course. Happy Black History Month.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
My name is Sadiq Hurd, and I'm a director.
Amazing, amazing. So happy Black History Month.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a special like tradition or thing you do during this month, especially when the world is more crazy than usual, that grounds you and brings you joy?
I like watching old black movies. I'm talking The Wood, Hustle and Flow, Baby Boy.
Yes.
Like, that's my thing.
I just rewatched Nia Long and Lorenz Tate. Love Jones.
Yes. That is one of my favorite movies ever.
So good.
Yes.
Oh, I love that you do that. I was like, I'm going to watch like 5 black movies, one a week during Black History.
It just reminds you of black excellence and how like glorious we are in our simplicity.
Yeah. So we're all here. We're all members of some degree in the theater community. What's something that you think we can all do to bring more change and more inclusion, more diversity to black people specifically in front of and behind the camera?
Well, you said it, inclusion. Yeah. And I think including us as black folks, no matter where we fall on the spectrum of yes. like sexuality, gender identity, yes. Like trans, non-binary yes. folks, like that's something that I'm really passionate about.
Yeah.
And I think we need to diversify what we as black people think is blackness.
Yes.
Our expression evolves depending on our individuality, and so we need to like see each other.
I love that so much. So before you became a working director, was there a survival job you had in your past that like was memorable, that got you to where you are today?
Something interesting. I was a gymnastics teacher for like 2-year-olds.
How was that?
Incredible. I mean, I just, their kids are so wild and fun and so like imaginative.
Yeah.
And it was really fascinating. I taught a lot of babies how to walk.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it here in New York?
It was, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like something that I was like, I never thought I would do that, but I always cherish having experience, essentially raising people's kids from like, I don't know, 9 to 3.
Yeah. So last question. Super Bowl was yesterday. Usher, Alicia Keys, Lil Jon, Ludacris. What'd you think? Did you just get to see it?
No, it was incredible. Yeah. We watched it. But did you hear about Beyonce?
Yes, I mean, that's the real. That's the real. 329.
But the Super Bowl was amazing. Usher's show was incredible. Yeah. But then the moment the Verizon commercial dropped, Beyonce.
That's all that really matters. Because yeah. Beyonce is where we're all just living in it.
Right.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yes. Happy Black History Month. Thank you for being here. Have fun tonight. All right. So that was a wrap on the red carpet. We had so much fun. I talked to so many iconic, legendary artists about Black History Month. We're celebrating Black joy, Black power. And yeah, see you guys soon.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.